Good Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Re'ei, Tavshin Ayiches, and a good Shabbos Rosh Chodesh El, Tavshin Ayiches. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the Chiyuv to give tzedakah. The Torah tells us, Nosein Titein, V'le'ira L'vavcha V'sidcha Loi. Give to the Ani, and your heart shall not feel bad. Do not feel down, do not feel depressed when you're giving to him. This is a very interesting way of putting together the pasuk. The Torah tells us there is a chiyuv to give, nosein titein. And then the Torah also tells us that there is a chiyuv not to feel bad about it when you're giving to him. The first question we can ask is, why is it that it says don't feel bad? And the second question we may ask is, what does it mean v'sidcha loy when you give to him? The Torah already tells us, nosein titein, give already. And don't feel bad. What's the emphasis on besidcha loy to give to him specifically? The Zohar Sofshin gives a very interesting answer. And he explains in the following manner. There are two chiyuvim, there are two responsibilities, there are two different obligations that we have in the idea of giving tzedakah. The first idea of giving tzedakah, the first responsibility, is a general responsibility, a general chiyuv, a general obligation that one has in giving charity to the local yeshivas, to the local shuls, to the mikvah, to the eruv, all of the things that we live on, that we need in the community, all of the different institutions that are essential and vital to what we need. That's the regular inyan of tzedakah. Then there's another inyan of tzedakah when we have a specific ani or a specific individual that has a specific need. That is an obligation that comes after the obligation of tzedakah. Even though there's an obligation to give to the general responsibilities and the general institutions of a local community, but there's also a responsibility to give those who need for their specific needs. That is pshat in the pasuk, says the Zohar Sofshin. Nosein titein loy. We have a mitzvah to give tzedakah. But le'ira l'vavcha, and a person should not feel bad. A person should take upon himself the responsibility, psitcha loy, when he has to give to him. He has to give to him directly. When he has to take the responsibility of seeing what is it that my neighbor or that my friend or the person who's standing in front of me has a specific need, whether it's because someone is sick, maybe they don't have a job, someone's in the hospital, they need to make a chasna, a simcha, whatever it might be. The chiv of tzedakah and the general chiv of tzedakah is not the same chiv as giving to someone specifically. We have to take the responsibility of giving our institutions, of giving our general causes in our community. But we also have to make sure that we look around in our neighborhoods and the people around us and make sure that we're meeting the needs of those private and specific individuals who need help as well. And as we get into the month of Elul, we know that Elul stands for Anila Dajiv Dajili. It also stands for Ish Lere Ehu Umatanois Laevianim. Il Ish Aleph Lere Ehu Lamed Umatanois. And gifts Laevianim to those who are less fortunate. Let us try as we go into this Chodesh Elul, into a time of Chodesh HaRachman Vaslichis, the time when we start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiveness and to have rachmanis on us and chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the coming year should be a year full of bracha and parnasa and hatzlacha and nachas. Let us also remember that equally the chiyuv of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of that chiyuv, is also bringing tzedakah to the aniyim, giving whatever we can, trying to stretch ourselves even further to make sure that those around us have what they need. I'd just like to mention that today Chaf Tes Elul is the yahrzeit of my father-in-law, Zecharo Livracha, Rav Shalom Rav Doiv, Rabbi Shalom Zisken Zatzal, who personified the idea of looking out for others and doing as much as he could for them in his stellar and long career of Chinuch Habanim in different places in the United States of America and in Europe. And may he be a Melitzeisher, and may his neshama have an aliyah. Wishing you all a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh, and a good Kibbutz Tiyah.